Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out. I'm Some Guy.
I'm the Bugman.
Okay. I got a question.
Okay.
I have a thing that I you know, okay, so I work with the kids.
Oh, the kids. The teens. The youngerns.
Yes. And they always know what's up, and I like to think that I'm a little bit ahead of them, like maybe a couple steps ahead.
Right. Right.
It doesn't always play out that way, but for the purposes of this show, we're going to assume that's where we both live, a few steps ahead of the rest of society.
Right. Now, right.
So here's the question.
Okay.
What is the next viral challenge?
Like the videos that go on the YouTube and the Facebooks.
YouTube and Facebook and anywhere else. The bad ones that end up on LiveLeak and Reddit, man. And those sorts of places too. Talking in terms of like, okay, so a couple years ago, it was the ice bucket challenge where you drop a bucket of ice on somebody.
Right.
Okay? And then you don't end up donating to the thing because no one did for some reason.
Right.
And then, what was another? The cinnamon challenge.
The cinnamon challenge. But I don't think it was so the ice bucket challenge was supposed to be for, like you said, charity.
Yes.
And then the cinnamon
had a reason for existing.
Yeah. So.
But the cinnamon thing was like, let's see if I die or not.
Yeah, let me choke.
Let me choke on cinnamon, and then everybody just, bleh, you know.
You got your camera out? I'm going to choke myself.
I'm going to choke on cinnamon. That was a waste of time. Now, and then there was another. There's several more, but.
This one comes to mind recently because a guy at work that's younger than I am was telling me about the salt and ice challenge.
Oh, geez.
Where you put salt on your exposed flesh.
Yeah, I know about this. When I was a kid.
Like, I guess I knew that.
Which
that,
we didn't have camera phones then. Right. But yeah.
Like, I guess I knew maybe that would happen, but I never thought I'm going to challenge my friends to do this.
Just to melt my skin.
Right.
See, these are all. Okay, so these are all like. Well, okay. The ice bucket thing had potential.
Right.
But I don't think it went as far. I think they raised some money, but I don't think it went as far as it could have gone.
Right.
And actually helping anybody. But the rest of them just kind of seem pointless. Like, let me choke on cinnamon.
Right.
Let's burn each other with ice and water. Let's or ice and salt or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, these are bad. Don't participate in those.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do something else. I've got this thing. I think this could really be the next viral challenge.
Okay, let me get a. We need to time stamp.
Yes.
Okay, today. All right. What's today's date? Is
June 3rd.
June 3rd.
4:47.
Okay.
All right. So, polite pranks.
PP. Not PP. Polite pranks.
That's
though.
One way to put it. But yes, polite pranks.
Yeah.
Now picture this.
Okay.
You got the kid. He's got his phone out.
Yeah,
and he's going out to the Walmart.
Yes,
you know,
mm-hmm.
or the Target, or the Aldi, or the Sam's, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's scoping the grounds there, and he's looking for old people to play a prank
on. Okay,
and so he goes out to this this elderly woman who is in need of assistance with her groceries, and he goes and he says, "Ma'am, would you like me to assist? You know, can I help you at all?" And she says, "Yes, Sonny, that would be great. Thank you very much."
Okay,
so he goes and starts helping her. Loads everything into the car, gets it all set, and even makes sure that she has everything she needs and sees if there's anything else he can do for her.
Right.
And she says, "No, that's great. Thank you so much for helping me."
Uh-huh.
And that's when the kid lays it on her.
Lays it on her.
Ah, just kidding. Like,
gotcha.
You know, I didn't mean any of that. And she's like, "What are you talking about?" And he's just like, "You know how I loaded your groceries? Totally didn't care about that at all. I don't like you. Get out of my life."
Emotionally, I was not feeling that.
No attachment.
For one second.
It was awful. It was not a pleasure.
Yeah.
Please get out of my life.
Go get in your car and drive safely home while wearing your seatbelt.
And just tell them to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that idea. Well, okay.
I think you get some pretty good reactions.
Right.
Maybe, and that doesn't only have to be somebody from the senior community, but I think you get some pretty good reactions because think about how conflicted you would feel.
Exactly.
You're like, okay, this dude was just nice to me for like super nice for like 30 minutes. And then right there at the end, you're just a jerk. And you're like, "Get out of my life. I hate you. I don't care about your groceries." Like, this was all just a prank for YouTube.
Grandma's going to be so confused. Yeah. What just happened? Nice, what just happened?
Yeah, exactly.
So what if, okay, I really like that idea. What if, okay, what I'm picturing is I guess you could make a video, but what I picture is like a bill, okay, like my electric bill mm-hmm. comes in the mail.
Right.
And then like a receipt, like I get a receipt for paying my bill, and mm-hmm. then you have just this, the picture of the receipt, and then text over the picture that says, paid this, or paid this thing.
Right.
So the next viral challenge would be, I'm going to challenge my friend, some guy, to see how many bills that he can pay.
So in order to get more bills, am I buying
you
homes? Have,
you, what
am
pay, I doing? You pay, so your credit card comes in.
Yes.
Paid.
Yes.
Electric bill comes in.
About it.
Paid.
Yeah.
So the viral challenge is all these people responsibly spending money.
Yes.
By paying their bills.
Oh my gosh. You know what this makes me think of? There's this trend. No, okay, so there is a trend on YouTube, and there's this whole sort of category of videos called haul videos.
Haul videos.
Right? Where mostly young women who, I'm sure these videos make them plenty of money.
Yeah.
They'll go to like JCPenney or somewhere and buy a bunch of stuff. And yeah. then they're like, this is my JCPenney haul. And they show you all the stuff
okay.
that they bought.
Haul
so
videos.
Maybe,
okay.
maybe then it's like, okay, yeah. I didn't spend all my money on
right.
frivolous clothes stuff. And new trends.
I responsibly.
I responsibly paid my bills, and this
yeah.
is the new viral challenge.
Yeah. Or just paid my credit card off, or...
Right.
Okay, so you... I don't have children, but you have a small child.
I have a child, yeah.
So what if the viral video is, put my daughter away to bed. Boom! Kissed her goodnight.
You guys want to yeah. watch this live stream of me putting a two-year-old to sleep?
And you're reading Dr. Seuss or whatever
yeah.
to her.
Yeah. And the whole time I'm like, you guys see this? Exactly.
I'm so wild up in here.
For those of you on the audio version yeah. of the podcast, you didn't see anything I just did. So you're just going to have to watch
the video.
But
it was very funny. You
yeah.
should go back and look at that. Oh,
but like
man.
You know, I'm looking at the camera and throwing my hands up,
yeah,
like, guys,
right,
do you see
right.
what's going on?
You won't believe this.
But you know, you're not making any noise because you got to be quiet for the kid. Yeah. But that's the yeah,
yeah.
I think that could go viral, or, viral with parents. For
I
sure.
I don't remember who it was that uploaded it, but it was uh-huh. a video of these two fully grown men,
right.
that had fidget spinners.
Fidget spinners.
All bad things come from fidget spinners now, it seems like.
Oh, man.
But they had it, and they had the keyboard dusters, the mm-hmm. compressed air in the can, and they got it up. They just sprayed it until it wasn't speeding up anymore, till
yeah.
it was at peak spinning.
Right.
And had a phone and just laid it on the phone while it was spinning and broke the phone. What if the next viral challenge is taking care of the stuff that you paid good money for?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. How about a viral challenge where you
yeah.
be responsible?
Yeah. Right. Like I used this thing and then I put it back where I found it in perfectly good condition. Boom.
You know, I think this is a pie in the sky pursuit. You know,
oh,
honestly, you want to know what the next viral challenge is going to be?
Yeah.
Some doofus kid is going to go out in his lawn with a knife and he's going to cut up a big old clod of dirt out of his yard and go, watch this, guys.
Watch
he's going to
this.
Put it in his mouth and
yeah.
try to swallow
oh
as much
gosh.
Of it as he can.
I don't look
in one
forward
sitting.
To that challenge.
It's going
to
be the lawn care challenge or something. Just the plain old dirt eating challenge.
Yeah.
Because that's what goes viral.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
I bet we could be the first ones to go do this.
Yeah.
Like you and I right now, we could go out in the yard.
Yeah.
Knife up a dirt clod. Feed it to ourselves and record it and put it on YouTube.
Beat that.
It would go nuts.
Oh my gosh.
It would start trending almost immediately and it would go berserk. People would be like, yeah, totally. I'm going to do this too. These guys are on
Look
something.
Look how cool they are
These guys
eating
are on
dirt.
Something.
You know what? We as much fun as I'm having right now, I'm feeling really old.
Oh gosh!
Like this
is just sort of a rant about
yes,
young
we're
kids
two old men ranting about youngins.
Look, I think we figured this one out.
Yeah, we did.
I think
yeah,
we
got
did. It. So, yeah, because we need to sort of go to bed now or take a nap
it's
or something.
It's like 5 o'clock. We need
you
to
kids,
go to bed.
You kids and your viral challenges. Listen. Don't do, I mean, the ice buckets, whatever. Don't do the cinnamon. Yeah. Don't do the ice. Don't do the, anything. Do the dirt clod thing.
Yeah, just.
Do something where you actually, listen, you could help somebody. You could go out there, be super polite for about 30 minutes and, you know, mow somebody's lawn or something. Yep. And then be like, psych, I didn't mean it. Play a prank and record the whole thing. They'll be super confused. You will have done a good thing for the day. Plus, you get your prank. Come on, kids.
Let's do this. Let's do it right.
So if you're so if you're wondering what the next viral challenge is, or if you want to be the next viral star on YouTube, I think this is the podcast for you. If any of your friends are thinking, you know, I want to be famous, send them here. I think we've figured this one out for
you. We've done the hard work for you.
Yeah, we've already parsed through all the garbage. Mm-hmm. Now we have the true gold that will get you places. All right, folks, this is Some Guy and the Bug Man Figure Things Out. I'm Some Guy.
I'm the Bug Man.